It's not just music, it's your way of life, how you live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Adventist World Radio, we are powered by SID Media. My name is Nayelu Pondwana. We are together until 3 o'clock. We're into the second hour of the program, and we are getting into our GROW model. Remember, our GROW model is designed. Its purpose is to help you grow, not just in your body, your physical body, but to grow you as well in your spiritual body. Your spiritual man must continue to grow. And to help us in this process is Pastor Bulo Tapelo, who is teaching us this week the true power of prayer, and focusing this week today specifically on prayer that changes things. Good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us this week.
Good afternoon. Thank you again for having me.
We had some feedback yesterday from your closing statement, your closing remarks, when you said there is no power in prayer. A few people were perturbed by your saying there is no power in prayer. I thought I'd give you an opportunity perhaps to clarify that, and then we could get into our conversation for today.
Yes, I was expecting that. You see, what I wanted to communicate is that the power is in the God of prayer.
Right.
You see, some people tend to go for prayer and ignore the God of prayer.
Okay.
So prayer in itself has no power. That's why it's not a spiritual gift. It's just a mode of communication. You would hear people say, I don't know how to pray. So-and-so knows how to pray better than so-and-so. It shouldn't be like that. As long as we are able to talk, then we are able to all talk to God. Because the power is not in the eloquence and how we say it. The power is in the God who hears the prayer.
So yeah. Will you be able to trigger that God if you don't pray?
Actually, to maintain a relationship with him, we already laid a base that you need to constantly connect with him through prayer.
Yes.
You need to connect to him through prayer. So Prayer is a tool, more like a rope that is connecting us to him.
Right. Okay. That's good. I'm hoping it allays fears that were unsettled yesterday. Today we're talking about a prayer that changes things. I thought the idea of prayer that changes things was only a musical, hook. But some people say prayer doesn't change anything, like Pastor Tapelo yesterday, prayer doesn't change nothing. It's God who changes things. Scripture says otherwise, from parting seas to opened prison doors. The Bible is filled with moments where prayer moved the impossible. But if you were understanding what the pastor is explaining, it is not the prayer that opened the prison doors. It's God who opened the prison doors after you prayed. So it's not the prayer that opened the seas. It is God who opened the seas after you prayed. So I like that. I understand. So we're talking about that today. It changes hearts, we're told. And today we're talking about prayer that shifts realities. In whatever way, whichever you feel should be coming first, starting with our own actions. Let's get into it. Can prayer actually change outcomes, or does it mainly change our perspective?
Prayer helps us a lot because it is through prayer that we make known to God what we wish and what we want. And he looks at it and he gives us the best. Remember, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but he knows what tomorrow holds.
Right.
There was a time when I was crushed because during the time for COVID, I've been praying for people and some were getting well. And then it came to my very own father. I prayed just one night. He did not spend a lot of time in the hospital.
Right.
Just one night, and in the morning he died. And
you
wonder, did God hear my prayer? What happened?
Mm.
You see, his will. It, when we are praying, that is why when Jesus taught the disciples, says, within the mode of prayer,
right.
the model of prayer, there is let your will be done. Because his will is beyond what we can bear.
Right.
I have heard someone say, Lord, your will is painful.
Yeah.
Because
it is.
To him, to us, sometimes we just want to live for long here in this sinful world. But him, he looks at things from a bigger perspective.
Right, right.
From a bigger perspective. And sometimes when you look at these disappointments and that, you might be tempted to think that prayer doesn't actually change things.
Mm.
But we have seen it change things. We have prayed for some, they have gotten well. We have prayed for some, yes, some died. But, you know, at the end of it all, we say it is the will of God above our desires.
Yeah.
Because he knows everything.
Yeah. Talk to us about some biblical examples of prayer leading to visible change or breakthrough. What are those biblical examples, Mfundisi?
Yeah, the one that I've been referring to, the one in 2 Chronicles chapter 20,
right.
That war against the Judah and Jerusalem, people coming to Jehoshaphat, we saw him pray and the outcome changed. We see also Paul and Silas, they pray and things change. We see a number of these patriarchs, Moses included.
You still there, Pastor?
When Cook and so. Because of these many examples that are in the Bible, I believe that prayer can change circumstances.
Okay.
Imagine God was at the point of destroying the Israelites.
Mm.
Then Moses said, no, if you can destroy me instead of destroying them.
Right.
And God, there's a word that the Bible uses, God repented.
Right.
Though it is not the repentance the word translated repentance is not the repentance meaning that he changed his mind. He listened and he gave Moses what he wanted instead of going and destroying the children of Israel. So
right.
I believe the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is full of people who repented,
right.
came to God in prayer, and God accepted and changed their outcome. They're supposed to die, the outcome changed.
So we hear you pastors quoting that verse that says, pray without ceasing. Yay!
Yeah.
Persistent prayer, Mfundisi, is easier said than done, especially when you don't see any change. But give us the rationale behind that. Why is persistent prayer sometimes necessary before change happens?
It is necessary. It benefits. God hears. God just listens once. It benefits us more.
All right.
It benefits us more because I can say, God give me this, and He hears. He listens to me and gives me that thing. The very time I say, give me this. But it has to work in us. Remember, as we are praying, we are also working towards attaining eternal life.
Mm.
And in this journey, we are guided by evidence that is not seen. It is just evidence that cannot be seen. And we need to go through these persistent prayers to also work on our faith.
Mm.
There is somewhere where Paul says, these light afflictions only, they work in us
mm.
something far, far great. the weight of which is in glory. You see, the we might be suffering now, we might be requesting this, and when you repeat it, we will keep repeating it. Mm. You also believe that it is where you are asking for help that you are going to get your help, and not from you. It works in you more than it does to God. And therefore, when you are persistent, God is moved. God is moved.
Mm.
He is.
God must help us and build that persistence and friendliness. So let's talk about the idea. Again, ministers tend to say prayer lifts us up to God. It doesn't bring God down to us. I don't know how pastors and preachers figure that one out, but we get the sense that it aligns us, it elevates us, it puts us in the right alignment with God. But I need you to clarify that. How does prayer actually align our desires with God's will rather than other way around?
Yes. You see, the only thing that is remaining that connects you and I to God is prayer.
Okay.
And through prayer, when you read the Bible without prayer, it's more like you are just reading a novel.
Okay.
But when you read it prayerfully, the same spirit that was there moving the writers illumines you, and you get to experience more of the same things they experienced while writing. That is why you can continue to get, you can give me a verse and you preach it to me. I hear it as if it's the first time I'm listening to it, because the spirit was with you when you prayed. And it is the only thing, like I mentioned, that is remaining, that is connecting us to God. Remember, we used to enjoy face-to-face communion with God, but now, for us to be attached to heaven, we can only connect through prayer. That is why we constantly need to be aligned to Him in prayer. We maintain a prayerful spirit. You don't only have to be talking to Him by kneeling down in the bus rank or in the bus and praying, causing, making some dramatical entrances, showing that you are prayerful. No. You can even do it as you are walking to show that you are aligned with Him. And when you are aligned with Him, you can feel it. I have an experience with that one. I believe everyone knows that the more time you spend with God, the more closer you are with Him, the more you also benefit from His word. And when you look at how your life is moving at that particular time, you see that there's really a huge improvement from the last time when I was just doing things without praying. But when you involve prayer, you tend to be close to Him. And bad things happen, you are not crushed. You remain hopeful. Yeah, you remain hopeful. Because you are aligned with Him, with Him.
Give us your personal experience. Have you ever seen something shift in your life? Or someone change because of prayer?
Yes. And I have many examples. I've seen friends that were just friends with me that I prayed for changing. Without me mentioning it to them, one at a certain point just came and told me, "I want to be baptized," and I thought he's joking. And this is just a friend who have not even mentioned anything about God to him. He was just visiting with me, and he kept on just observing how I do things, and I believe that left an impression in him, because I also prayed for him. I prayed for him. And I saw him now coming closer and to a point of him wanting to be baptized. Wow. I've also seen it in me, in me. See, my turnaround was when I was doing my accounting at Botswana Accountancy College.
Okay.
When I was there, that is when I started to connect more with God.
Right.
I read more of Ellen G. White's okay. writings. I remember I started with Patriarchs and Prophets, the first chapter. I was sin permitted. I was enjoyed the writings of Ellen G. White, and I was brought closer to God during that particular time. And I saw a shift, a change in my life to an extent that when you go and ask my classmates and you tell them I'm a pastor, some of them will tell you, "Ah, are you serious? This one can't be a pastor. This one is something else."
Okay,
Seen it in my life. Yes.
All right. Prayer that changes things. Pastor Pulo Tapelo, thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate it. We still have 3 more days, if my count is correct, or 2 more days, Thursday and Friday. Looking forward to talking to you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Brother Funes.
A wonderful day to you too, Mr. Fondana.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.